感谢主耶稣啊，我将有两年到六年的时间跟大家一起敬拜神啊，一起学习圣经的道理。
Thank God, I have 2 to 6 years to study the Bible with everyone here.
两年呢，是因为GA 美国总会每两年就会对这个传道者 review 一下如果需要调动的话这个两年可以调动。
I say 2 years is because after 2 years, USGA will review the pastoral assignments and then adjust if necessary.
六年的话，就是一个传道在一个地方他最多注目六年。
And 6 years is because pastoral rotation is 6 years.
所以我说能够在这里有两年到六年的时间跟大家一起敬拜神。
So that's why I say I will be with everyone here 2 or 6 years to we can worship together.
这个如何来有效的读圣经是一个非常基本的东西。
And the topic how can we study the Bible effectively is a very basic topic.
基本的东西并不等于它是不重要的。
Just because it is basic does not mean it's not important.
常常我们要回到这个基本基础。
Sometimes we have to return to what is basic or the foundation.
因为离开了这个重要的基础其实不会有一个真正的成果。
Because if we leave the basic foundation, what we won't have a true building.
对一个基督对一个基督徒来讲我们要读过圣经。
For a Christian, we have to, as a Christian, we have to study the Bible.
已经读过。
Or we have to read the Bible through its entirety.
那对一个基督徒来讲呢，我们也要把圣经读懂了。
And as a Christian, we also have to understand the Bible.
对一个基督徒来讲，我们也要能够活用我们所。
And as a Christian, we have to actively integrate the teachings of the Bible in our lives.
所以我们讲义上面有提到说有三个有效读经的步骤。
That's why in the first point it says there are 3 keys to Bible study.
第一个我们读过圣经，就是我们要观察圣经。
The first is our observation, meaning we have to understand what it says.
到底我们所读的，它在描写什么？
What is it that the Bible is teaching us?
它所描写的常常是在描写人。
Or how it is, what is it describing? And oftentimes it describes people.
这是一个怎样的人？
What type of person is this?
是一个敬畏神的人吗？
Is this person fear God?
还是他是一个邪恶的人？
Or is it an evil person?
那有时候在描写事情。
Sometimes it describes situations.
是在哪里发生的？
Where does the situation take place?
这个事情里头包括了哪些人？那有什么结果？
And who are the main characters in the situation? And what is the result?
有时候圣经是在描写神。
Sometimes the Bible describes God.
在这里所描写的神，让我们认识他是一个怎样的神。
And what is and in its description? What can we learn of what God is like?
那再来第二个就是解释圣经。
The second is interpretation.
到底我们所看到的这些人或者事情，它有什么意义在里头，什么意思在里头
？So all the descriptions of the people or situation, what is the meaning to all of this?
那这个解释圣经有时候就跟那个背景有了解背景有关系。
Oftentimes in interpretation, we have to understand the background.
我们请看马可福音十一章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章十二节。
Mark chapter 11, verse 12.
第二节，他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了。
Verse 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry.
这里说到主耶稣他饿了。
Here it says, Lord Jesus is hungry.
主耶稣真的是带着跟我们一样的血肉之体所以他肚子是会饿的。
Indeed, Lord Jesus carries the flesh that we carry, so he gets hungry.
所以当他被钉在十字架上他是真的会痛的。
Just like when he was crucified on the cross, he feels true pain.
十三节。
13.
眼眼的看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么。到了树下竟找不着什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。
Verse 13, seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it is not the season for figs.
刚好有一棵很茂盛的树在前面。
And he saw a big tree in the distance.
是一棵无花果树。
It is a fig tree.
所以就到了这棵树下。
So he went underneath the tree.
但是呢，却找不到果子。
But he could not find any fruit.
主耶稣的反应是什么呢？
So what is Lord Jesus' response?
14节。
14.
耶稣就对树说，从今以后没有人吃你的果子，他的门徒也听见了。
14. He said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again, and as his disciples heard it.
主耶稣就对这棵树这样子说了这一句话。
And Lord Jesus said this to the tree.
是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
20节。
Verse 20.
早晨他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都枯干了。
In verse 20, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots.
原来主耶稣是责备咒诅那一棵树。
So here Lord Jesus cursed the fig tree.
所以20节说树连根都干掉了。
That's why in verse 20 it says that even the roots were withered away.
你的感想是怎样？
So what is our reflection on these verses?
这个跟我们所认识的主耶稣不一样。
Is this this is different from the Lord Jesus we may recognize.
主耶稣怎么会找不到果子就咒诅这一棵树呢？
Why would Lord Jesus just curse the fig tree just because he cannot find fruit?
这样不是太无理了吗？
Does this seem unreasonable?
尤其在13节说这个不是收无花果树的时候。
Especially in verse 13 it says that it is not the season for the fig tree to bear fruit.
它不是季节，应该是没有果子，这个应该是很正常。
It seems normal that a fig tree should not have fruit when it's not in season.
那主耶稣怎么会这么的手段这么强？
Why would Jesus be so strict or strict?
那如果我们了解一下背景的话就比较能够体会说主耶稣的这个生气是有理由的。
But if we understand the background, we'll find reason in his anger.
这个无花果在巴勒斯坦地，它是那个地方的一个主要的产农作物之一。
Figs are a very important produce in the Palestinian area.
很多果子呢，它是一年才生产一次。
And many of the trees, they bear harvest once per year.
这个无花果在那个地方它一年可以有两季。
And,
两次的收成。
But the fig trees in this area, they can actually bear fruit twice a year.
就好像我们南加州的这个葡萄树任何时候树上几乎都会有柠檬都会有柠檬的。
Just like the lemon trees in Southern California, we can always find some lemons on the tree no matter what time of the year.
我发现这个柠檬树在南加州几乎是一年四季的。
I realized that the tree can bear fruit all four seasons.
尤其是柠檬。
Especially the lemon trees.
那所以这个虽然不是季节那个树上还是会有剩余一些果子才对。
So even though it's not season, but there should be some resemblance of fruit on the tree.
所以照说应该有果子。
So there should be fruit on the fig tree during this time.
所以没有果子那个才是不合理的。
So it is actually unreasonable for us not to find fruit on the fig tree.
当然我们不是在为主耶稣的这个生气咒诅这个无花果树来坦负主耶稣。
Of course, we're not using this this example of Lord Jesus cursing the fig tree as a
就是说主耶稣没有错。
Saying that trying to justify what Lord Jesus did is right.
那但是更重要的就是我们每一个人都领受主耶稣的恩典。
But we do this because all of us have received the grace from Lord Jesus.
我们只要我们这个常常祷告。常常就近主耶稣，他总是赐给我们力量。
And as long as we continue to pray, continue to draw close to Lord Jesus, He will continue to give us strength.
所以我们每一个基督徒是应该可以不断结果子的。
So as a Christian, we also can bear fruit all seasons.
因为这个我们可以不断的彰显出这些这个美好的行为来的。
Because we can always produce good fruit in the form of good actions.
那所谓解释圣经有时候圣经里头它会有一些特定的意义。
And when we interpret the Bible, sometimes there is a special interpretation or meaning.
它有我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章58节。
John chapter 8, verse 58.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了，就有了我。
Verse 58, Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am.
59节，于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏从殿里出去了。
59, so they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out the temple.
你会发现这些犹太人那个反应怎么这么的激烈。
And we can see the reaction of the Jews, why were they so excitable?
他们竟然拿石头要打耶稣。
To a point where they wanted to pick up stones to stone Lord Jesus.
哦，那个动作是要把他打死的。
They do this with the intention of killing him.
哦，到底耶稣犯了什么错？
What did Lord Jesus do that was wrong?
哦，耶稣只是说，还没有亚伯拉罕，我是。
All Lord Jesus said was, before Abraham was, I am.
哦，原来这个耶稣说这个我是啊，这是一个特定的一个有特定意义的一个用字。
And, but when Lord Jesus said, I am, is actually these two words have a special meaning.
哦，这个就是出埃及记第三章神对摩西说的那个我是。
Because the words I am is the same I am that God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 3.
哦，所以当主耶稣说我是，他就是用我是神，我就是那个自己有永远有的这一个 term。
So when Lord Jesus said, I am, he is actually saying that I am God, the everlasting and eternal God.
啊，这个在人来看，耶稣是一个犹太人，啊，他是一个木匠。
In the eyes of man, Lord Jesus was a Jew, he was a carpenter.
哦，他竟然自己称自己是神，跟神同等。
But yet he proclaims himself to be God, placed himself on the same level as God.
哦，这对在犹太社会里头，这是一件很严重的事情。
And in Jewish society, this is actually something very severe.
哦，所以，这个解释圣经啊，有时候是有这个必要性，让我们能够容易了解圣经。
And sometimes when we interpret the Bible, it is helpful for us to understand these things.
哦，那再来第三个步骤就是将我们所读的圣经用在我们的生活里头。
The third key is to apply what we have read and observed into our life.
我们讲义上面，啊，有引用一位这个老传道人他的这个心声。
And in these notes, there's the
一个老传道人他的感想。
These are the reflections of an elderly pastor preacher.
他说我希望能够多学习圣经而少讲道。
He said in quotes, point A, I wish I had studied more and preached less.
真的学习圣经比讲道还要重要。
And indeed, to study is more important than to preach.
当然讲道很重要，要造就人，要传福音。
Of course, preaching is very important to edify others and to preach the gospel.
但是对每一个个人来讲，读圣经比讲道还要重要。
But if we speak individualistically,To study the Bible is more important than to preach.
哦，所以我们才会发现很多老传道人呐，他也是在读圣经。
That's why we see many elderly, older preachers continuing to study the Bible.
啊，因为圣经里头充满着神的话，那个是没有止境的。
And because the Bible contains much of God's word, that and it has no end limit to our understanding.
哦，那个是有生命的。
And these words have life.
哦，是适合每一个时期、每一个年龄层的。
It suits any period of time.
但是在实际的生活里头，我们有时候会对这个读圣经啊，觉得是一种负担，甚至觉得很枯燥乏味。
Sometimes in our daily lives, we find reading the Bible can be burdensome.
甚至我们一讲到读圣经，我们会觉得很挫折。
Or when we think about reading the Bible, or say we need to read the Bible, we feel conflicted.
哦，就好像说有一个作家，他说戒烟还不简单，我已经戒了100次。
And for example, there is an author who said it's easy to quit smoking. I already quit 100 times.
因为他立志了100次。
Because he made 100 determinations to quit.
我们会说这个读圣经啊，我就好像这样子，我立志了100次。
And reading the Bible can be very similar, that we've probably made 100 determinations to read the Bible.
想想看我们立志读圣经，我们持续了多久？
But how long have we procrastinated in actually doing the reading.
我们总是有很多的理由让我们中断了读圣经，必须要重新再立志一次。
And there are many excuses or opportunities we may have to stop reading the Bible and to have to remake a determination.
那在这里提到说，因为我们对读圣经啊，没有那个特别的需要跟特别的用途。
And here it says that especially when there is no meaning or usefulness in reading the Bible, we feel there's no meaning or usefulness in reading the Bible.
就想想看你的工作，想你的职业或者你的工作。
For example, if we think of our career,
你若没有觉得那个工作有什么挑战性或者什么需要的话，你会觉得你那个工作很枯燥。
Well, if we find that our work has nothing that piques our interest, or we do not feel useful, then we'll find that the work we do is very dry.
有一次有一个年轻的弟兄，他的公司啊，在这个整编，在重新改组。
There's a young brother, and their company went through a reorganization.
所以啊，他那个部门的人全部被打散。
So his department was completely dispersed.
所以他被安插在某一个工作单位。
And he was placed in another job or a position.
从那个时候开始，他每天回来都一个脸臭臭的。
And every time after that he came home, he was always very bitter or bitter.
他的爸爸问他说，那你现在做的是什么事情？
His dad asked him, what are you doing now?
我每天就坐在 office 里头。
He said, all I do is sit in the office all day.
就等着人家拿一些那个记账的本子来让我查账。
Waiting for people to bring their account book so that I can audit their accounting.
他爸爸说这个是 easy money.
And his dad said, oh, this is easy money.
你就坐在那里等人家拿东西来让你检查检查，就有薪水可以领。
All you do is sit there and examine account books, and then they'll pay you.
但是这个孩子觉得说，这个有什么好？没有什么挑战性。没有什么意义在里头。
But the young brother said, but it's no fun, it's not challenging, there's no meaning.
真的，我们做一件事情啊，一定这件事情有它的意义，有它的用途，我们才会喜欢去做。
And indeed, it's only when we find meaning and usefulness in something that we will continue to do it.
那如何让我们的读圣经啊？它是有用处的，有意义的。
So how do we make our Bible reading into something that is useful, something that is meaningful?
再来第二点说到如果我们没有跟其他的基督徒 有所来往的话我们读圣经有时候就失去了它的用途。
And sometimes, and point B2, it tells us that if we do not have interaction with
non-Christians,
we often find that that reading the Bible does not have any application.
意思就是说，我们有去传福音，有去跟人家分享我们的信仰，你会发现你需要读圣经。
Because if we find that we share our faith with other people, we will realize we need the Bible.
那有时候我们会，如果我们对我们的弟兄姐妹他的灵性的长进，我们觉得是有负担。
And if we feel that it is burdensome to
concern 我们弟兄姐妹灵性的长进。
That we are concerned about the spiritual growth of the brothers and sisters.
我要去帮助他。
And we feel that we need to help other people.
那我必须要有，我里面必须要有东西。
We realize we need something inside.
所以我们需要读圣经。
Therefore, we need to study the Bible.
那再来就是对我们个人的要求。
And lastly, it is the requirement for ourselves.
我们真的希望做一个刚强的基督徒，一个好的基督徒。
If we feel we are required to be a strong and a good Christian,
那我们就会有那种我需要读圣经的那一种需要。
Then we also feel there's a need to study the Bible.
我们也真的才能够把圣经应用到我们的生活里头。
And we'll find that there's a need for us to take the teachings of the Bible and apply them into our lives.
因为我要跟人家分享信仰，所以我需要有更多的这个圣经的知识或者圣经的造就。
And if we feel that we we are sharing our experiences with other, our faith with other people, we need more wisdom and edification from the Bible.
哦，所以我们在教会里头，我们要啊，这个渴慕当教员。
And in church, we should thirst for being a teacher, to be a teacher.
哦，因为你要教导孩童，所以你觉得我需要多读圣经。
Because if we are to teach the children, we feel that it is a requirement for us to read the Bible.
哦，我们要愿意主持查经聚会。
We have to be willing to lead Bible study.
哦，甚至我们被安排、被训练、领会，我们要接受。
And especially if we are scheduled to lead Bible study, we should accept it.
哦，我们有儿女的，我们立志要用圣经来带领我们的儿女。
And if we have children, we have to use the Bible so that we can teach our children.
哦，我们有那个心，啊，要带领我们周遭的人来认识教会、认识主耶稣。
We need the hearts to have the desire to lead the people around us to recognize and understand who Lord Jesus is.
我相信这样我们就比较不会对读圣经觉得是啊一种负担或者是很枯燥。
If we do this, then I'm sure we will find that reading the Bible will not become a burden and it will not be very dry.
啊，那再来这个读圣经啊，它有几个重要的这个基础。
There are some critical foundations for studying the Bible.
啊，它有啊，这里提到四点。
Here in point C, there are four points.
啊，第一个是这个属灵生命的这种重生或者复兴。
In point one, it speaks of spiritual rebirth.
啊，我们在主耶稣基督里头，我们知道我们都是重生的。
In Lord Jesus, we all know that it is a new life.
但是呢，我们的信仰是不是常常是很复兴的呢？
But do we find that our faith is very
是不是 revive?
If it is a true revival of our faith.
我们请看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙。并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
Verse 14, those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts from God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
啊，这里讲到有两种的人。
Here it speaks of two type of people.
啊，一种是属血气的。
One is unspiritual, or of the world,
啊，就是
or the flesh.
哦，是 fresh， 是一个在亚当里头是一个自然的人，哦，那哦，他是不认识主耶稣的。
Someone is of the flesh and they do not know who Lord Jesus is.
哦，那另外一种呢是属灵的人。
And there's also those who are spiritual.
那我们是属灵的人。
We are the spiritual people.
哦，但是在属灵的人里头呢，还有一种啊，我们请看第三章的第一节。
And amongst the spiritual people, there are also further divisions. Let's look at chapter 3, verse 1.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩。
Chapter 3, verse 1. And so, brothers and brothers, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ.
这里说是属肉的。
Here again, it speaks of people of the flesh.
那其实这样看起来是有三种人。
So it seems like there are actually three types of people.
一种是根本不认识主耶稣的。
There are those who do not know Lord Jesus at all.
第二个已经信了主耶稣的。
And those who believe in Lord Jesus.
又可以分成两种。
Can also be divided into two more groups.
一种是属灵的。
One that is spiritual.
一种是第三章第一节所说的，他是属肉体的，是婴孩。
And then there's also the second group, that is the people of the flesh, the infants in Christ.
那就是那个灵性是很低落的。
Meaning that their spirituality is very low.
那我们一定要成为那个十四节所说的，十四节、十五节所说的属灵的人。
So we need to be those who are spiritual.
那这样我们必须要对我们自己属灵的生命啊，有一个很深入的一个反省。
And in order to do this, we need to have a good reflection of our own spirituality.
哦，我需要在属灵的生命上面复兴。
And we all need a further revival of our spirituality.
就好像彼得当他遇到了主耶稣。
Just like when Peter met Lord Jesus.
他对主耶稣说：“我是个罪人，离开我。”
He said, "I am a sinner. Let me be."
哦，他深深的来看到自己的软弱。
He deeply saw his own weaknesses.
哦，所以他才能够这样子。三年多的时间来跟随着主耶稣。
And only then was he able to follow Lord Jesus for the next 3 years.
在跟随的当中，从主耶稣那边来得到，来听到道理，来得到学习。
And during this time, he learned all the teachings from Lord Jesus.
所以我们要读圣经，我们一定要常常对我们属灵的生命有一个很深入的反省。
So when we, in our Bible study, we need to have a good reflection of our own spirituality.
发现我们的软弱，发现我们的不足。
We have to find our weaknesses, find the parts we are lacking.
这样子在读圣经，那个一定是不一样的。
And if we have this attitude, then reading the studying the Bible is truly different.
再来第二点呢，我们一定要渴望多能够多认识圣经。
Second point is we need a desire to know more about the Bible.
一提到圣经，我们都一定会讲这是 number one。
And when we speak of the Bible, we all say that this is a number one.
哇，这是世界最畅销的一本书。
That this is the number one book in the world.
哦，这个圣经拥有太多的第一。
And that there are so many
number one. Yeah.
There are so many number ones regarding the Bible.
哦，所以甚至我们有信徒在生病的时候他要抱着圣经。
To a point where people are sick.They want to hold on to the they want to hug the Bible.
遇到害怕的事情啊，抱着圣经。
To a point where when people are afraid, they hold on to the Bible.
哇，所表现的是非常的看重这一本圣经。
And through their actions, they put a lot of emphasis on the Bible.
但是事实上，我们其实常常只是一个假冒为善的人。
But in reality, oftentimes this is sometimes hypocritical.
我们都说这本圣经是人生最重要的一个好像地图一样。
We say that this is the most important roadmap for our life.
如果要真的知道人生的意义，必须要有这本圣经。
That if we want to find the purpose or meaning of life, we need the Bible.
我们是这样子在说，这样子在强调。
And this is what we say. This is what we emphasize.
但是我们却没有很用心的去读圣经。
But yet we may not have the heart to truly study the Bible.
那么我们是一个假冒的人。
And if we do this, then we are a hypocrite.
第三个，我们要有顺服的心来读圣经。
Thirdly, we need an obedient heart when we read the Bible.
这个读圣经不是为了要让我们成为一个有圣经知识的罪人。
And the Bible was not given to make us more intelligent sinners.
而是要让我们去改变我们的生命。
But to change our lives.
在耶稣的时代有这些所谓的文士、法利赛人，他们懂圣经，他们很有圣经的知识。
And during Lord Jesus' time, there are scribes and Pharisees. They had a very good understanding of the scriptures.
但是在主耶稣的眼中，他们只是很有圣经知识的罪人。
But in the eyes of Lord Jesus, they were only very intelligent sinners.
我们请看马太福音第二章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音第二章第四节。
Matthew chapter 2, verse 4.
第四节，希律王就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他说：“基督当生在何处？”
Here in verse 4, calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born.
第五节，他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说。
Verse 5, they told him in Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet.
这个希律王来问这些祭司长。
And here, King Herod asked the scribes and Pharisees.
他们马上的就给希律一个答案。
And they immediately gave Herod an answer.
他们知道先知的预言。
They know the prophecies of the prophet.
但是他们却没有顺服的心。
But yet they did not have an obedient heart.
他们却不能够来接受主耶稣 来顺服主耶稣。
They did not have the heart to accept and to obey Lord Jesus.
哦，所以我们读圣经，我们一个很重要的基础是，我们要顺服圣经。
So when we study the Bible, an important key is for us to have an obedient heart.
哦，我们读圣经是为了要让我们灵性更长进。
We study the Bible to have more improvement of our spirituality.
哦，我们读圣经是为了要救更多的灵魂。
We study the Bible to save more souls.
哦，我们读圣经是为了要让我们跟从主的脚踪。
We study the Bible so that we can walk the footsteps of Lord Jesus.
哦，纵然是要受苦，我们愿意来跟着主耶稣的脚踪。
Even to a point where it might lead us to suffering, but we're still willing to follow the Lord.
好，我们请看马可福音第十章。
Let's study Mark chapter 10.
马可福音十章二十一节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 21.
二十一节，耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”
21. Jesus looking at him loved him and said.You lack one thing, go sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, then come follow me.
22节，他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
22, when he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions.
啊，这个人想要知道怎样可以得永生。
Here, this person wanted to know how to inherit the eternal life.
啊，主耶稣就很清楚地来告诉他。
Lord Jesus told him very clearly.
啊，但是呢，他却不能够跟从主耶稣。
But he was unable to follow Lord Jesus. 哦，
那这样子，他知道什么是永生之道，对他来讲没有真正的益处。
So even though he might know the everlasting way, but it does not provide any good meaning for him.
哦，他不能够顺从主耶稣来跟从主耶稣。
Because he cannot obey and follow Lord Jesus.
哦，虽然他知道怎样可以得永生，但是他还是一个罪人。
That even though he knows how to obtain eternal life, but he himself is still a sinner.
那我们啊，这个顺服的心就是我们愿意来承担我们的使命、我们的责任、我们的使命。
And to have an obedient heart, we have to, we need to be willing to take up the commission of God.
哦，活着的话，我们会。越来越不喜欢读圣经。
Otherwise, we will find that we more and more do not like studying the Bible.
因为我们看了我们啊不能够去做。
Because when we read things that we are not willing to do.
我们干脆不想要知道。
It's better for us probably not to know them at all.
那这样子我们的灵命永远没有办法成长。
And because of this, our spiritual life can never grow.
所以我们读圣经，我们要有一个立志，我愿意来承担使命。
And when we study the Bible, we need to make a determination that we are willing to take up and accept the commission.
那这个顺服也表现在啊，我们愿意成为一个很认真的一个啊来学习的一个门徒。
And an obedient heart can also be, we also need to be a serious student of the Bible.
啊，这个 serious 很严肃的。我要真的成为一个真正的基督徒。
Very serious. We want to be a true Christian.
所以对我所读的圣经，我是用一个很严肃的态度来看。
That when we study the Bible, we study it very seriously.
这个是读圣经的一个重要的基础。
This is a very important foundation in studying the Bible.
曾经有个弟兄，我非常的感动。
There is a brother who has moved me greatly.
他就是这样很严肃的，我要做一个真正的基督徒。
He made a great determination to become a serious student of the Bible.
其实他并还没有看到圣经里头所写的。
And even before he began to see to read what is written in the Bible.
其实他只是看到我们教会的那个信徒生活须知。
He only read the pamphlets that are given out by church.
那个啊 ，members guide.
A members guide that is given out by church.
因为他要受洗。
Because he was about to be baptized.
所以我在受洗前，我再跟他一起讨论一下基本信仰以及 做一个基督徒。
And before his baptism, I went over with him the basic requirements of a Christian.
那这个他有抽烟的习惯。
He also had the habit of smoking.
我跟他讲说，耶稣会帮助你，你会慢慢的改掉的。
And I told him, Lord Jesus will help you. Eventually, you'll be able to stop this habit.
那我把跟他谈了之后，我把这个信徒生活细致给他说，你今天晚上回去，你有时间的话，你再看一看，明天有问题还可以再讨论。
And before his baptism, I gave him the member's guide and told him to go home so he can take a look. And if you have any questions, you can come to me tomorrow. And there's still time.
所以隔天早上要去洗礼场之前，我问他说你有没有什么问题。
And before then, we were about to go to the baptism site and I asked him, do you have any questions?
他说传道，我早上就把我的所有的烟都扔掉了。
And he said, preacher, this morning I already threw away all my cigarettes.
我是跟他讲说慢慢的你会戒掉。
And I told him before that you will be able to overcome your addiction slowly.
他那一天早上他就戒掉了。
But that morning he overcame his addiction.
他说因为我看到我们的这个信徒生活习志里头有提到说一个基督徒不要抽烟。
Because in the member's guide it says that a Christian does not smoke.
我真的很感动。
And I was greatly touched.
因为真的要戒烟常常是不是那么快也常常需要一点点的时间。
Because I know that for someone to stop their smoking addiction is usually not this quick and requires some time.
但是这一个弟兄他真的对做一个基督徒他是用很严肃的态度来看。
But this person saw how serious, he had a very serious attitude for him to be a Christian.
他真的很认真的要做一个得神喜悦的基督徒。
He made a great determination to become a good Christian.
我们用这样的态度来读圣经。
And this is the same attitude we need to have when studying the Bible.
再来第四个就是我们要有计划的去学习。
And the fourth point is we need a plan to learn the Bible.
任何一件事情，我们想要它成功有成就，它必须要有计划。
And for something we want to be done and for it to be successful, we need a plan.
在这个计划里头，当然包括花上我们的时间，花上我们的力量。
And when we are planning, it requires how much effort or time it may take.
对信仰的事情、属灵的事情也是这个样子。
And it's in the spirit and regarding spiritual matters, it is the same.
所以我们要有计划的去读圣经。
So we need to have a plan to study the Bible.
第二大点讲到说，这个阅读是学习的一个重要的基础。
Second point, it says that the reading the Bible is the foundation of all learning.
我们常常有这个查经的机会。
Oftentimes we have opportunities for Bible study.
那我们很仔细、很有计划的来读圣经，是为我们的查经来打下好的基础。
And we read the Bible so that we can have a good foundation for our Bible studies.
那什么叫做仔细的读圣经？
And what does it mean to carefully read the Bible?
请看诗篇第一篇。
Let's look at Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇第二节。
Psalm number 1, verse 2.
第二节，唯有喜爱神立法。神的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Verse 2, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night.
这里说昼夜的思想。
Here it says that they meditate day and night.
所以所谓仔细的阅读圣经就是有去默想，有去思想。
So to carefully read the Bible, we need to meditate upon the words.
这个能够安静下来，来静静的想，这是一件重要，这个对生活是很重要。
For us to calm ourselves down and to meditate upon the words, this is very important in our daily lives.
有很多人生活很紧张。
Many people live very stressful lives.
所以他们也都尝试着想要用各种方法让自己能够安静下来。
And they keep trying to find various methods to try to relieve their stress.
我们一个基督徒有一个最好的工具，最好的方法。
But as a Christian, we have the best method.
啊，就是我们读圣经，仔细的读，来默想圣经。
And as to study the Bible, study it carefully, and then to meditate on the words.
哦，这个是最健康的。
This is the healthiest thing we can do.
哦，这个能够真的也能够帮助我们在紧张的生活、压力很大的生活里头，让我们能够平静下来。
And this is also a stress relief method.
当一个人平静下来，什么要进入他平静的心呢
？So when we calm our hearts down, what will be inserted into our hearts?
哦，我们是有圣经的话在我们的心里。
It is that we can have the Bible, words of the Bible in our hearts.
哦，那这个是最好的，是最健康的。
And this is the healthiest and the best.
那圣经真的在默想圣经，真的能够帮助我们安静下来。
And to meditate on the words is also a good way to calm ourselves down.
在安静当中，就会有真正的智慧。
And when we are calm, then we will find true wisdom.
哦，在能够安静下来，能够产生最大的力量。真正的力量。
When we are calm, we can provide, we can use the most strength or effort.
哦，读圣经不是为了要让我们心能够静下来。
But when we read the Bible, it's not to calm our heart, it's not for us to calm our hearts.
哦，但是这是神给我们一个额外的恩典。
But this is a secondary grace that God has given us. 哦，
神真的是实在是爱我们。
And indeed, God loves us very much.
今天有很多人真的用很多的方法想要让自己能够就安静下来。
Because today, there are many people trying to find many ways to try to calm themselves down.
但是找不到方法，不然就是方法里头有问题。
They either cannot find a way or they find issues with their stress relief method.
有一种叫做把你的心把你的思想掏空。
There's a method where we try to empty our mind of all our thoughts.
那在这当中，常常也有人呢，在掏空把所有都掏空之后呢，就听到什么声音了，看到什么奇奇怪怪的。
And then in the process of doing this, there have been some people who have experienced that after emptying their mind, they start to hear voices or they start to see things.
真的这个是很可怕的一件事情。
This is something that is actually very terrifying.
人需要安静，但是静下来了，不晓得什么东西进来。
And as people, we need to be calm, but when we are calm, we need to be careful of what enters us.
那今天我们在主耶稣基督里头，我们是拥有神，拥有神的话。
And as we are Christians today, we have God, we have the words of God.
好，那再来第三个重点。第三大点，我们有效力的来读圣经。
The third major point is we need to read effectively.
这个 A 说到我们要天天阅读圣经。
Point A tells us that we need to read daily.
每一天的饮食是为了我们的这一个身体。
Every day we eat food to nourish our physical body.
天天的读圣经是为了我们这一个属灵的生命。
Daily Bible reading is to nourish our spiritual body.
第一小点说，无论我们有没有那个兴致，我们总要读圣经。
And point one, it tells us that we should read it even if we feel like we don't want to.
就好像一个感冒的人
，just like someone who is sick.
他感冒的症状之一就是失去了好的胃口。
The first symptom of being sick is that we lose our appetite.
但是旁边的人会跟他讲，你越是不吃，你越没有体力。你也没有办法恢复。
And people encourage us that if you don't eat, you won't get better.
所以就会好的这个一个很好的太太或者丈夫啊，他会特别煮个什么特别可口的东西来让自己的配偶想要吃一些。
And if there's a loving husband or wife, they will if their spouse is sick, they will prepare something very tasty so that they can allow their spouse to eat it.
有时候在生活当中，我们真的也会失去了这个属灵的胃口。
And sometimes in our life, we'll also lose our spiritual appetite.
但是无论如何，我们还是要吃一些。
But no matter what, we need to eat something.
那我们也可以稍微变化一下。
Of course, we can also change some of our methods.
这个我们用听的。
For example, instead of reading, we can listen.
我们 这个听听听一下这个讲道的啊讲道的录音带。
Perhaps we can listen some of some sermon tapes or CDs.
哦，用这样来稍微代替一下我们的每一天的读圣经。
And use this as a replacement for our daily Bible reading.
啊，或者说让我们可爱的儿女啊，为我们用这个 Bible 这个 Children Bible 读一段圣经，这也好。
Or we can ask our adorable children to read a verse from their children's Bible. This is also very good.
总是无论如何，总是要读一些圣经。
But no matter what, we should read something regarding, or we should read something regarding the Bible.
在第二小点说，我们要有一个很严肃的立志。
Here in the second small point, it tells us that we should make a sacred vow.
比如说，如果不先读圣经，我就不吃早餐。
Perhaps we can make a vow saying, if there's no Bible, we will not eat breakfast.
我将自己放在一个我非得读圣经不可的这一种啊这一种处境里头。
And this is a way we can plan to succeed.
哦，很多年轻人一进到屋子、进到房间，就是打开他的电脑。
Many of the youth, once they go home or once they go into their room, they turn on their computer.
哦，或许我们也是这样子。
Maybe we also do the same.
我们改变一下，一进去先打开圣经。
But we can change a little bit where, once we go home, we can open our Bibles.
在第三角点就是说，绝不例外。
Third small point, it tells us make no exceptions.
哦，当然这是很合理的。
Of course, this is regarding something reasonable.
哦，因为我们一个人是很难说所谓的没有例外。
Because it's impossible to say that this is absolute.
哦，那所以呢，比如说啊，我们安息日啊，我们来聚会，那我们今天就可以这个不读圣经。
For example, because it's a Sabbath, we come to service. We say that since we come to service, we don't need to read the Bible.
啊，或者说有国定假日啊，我们也休息一下。
Or maybe we say that today's a holiday, therefore it's also a holiday from reading the Bible.
哦，但是绝不例外。
But number three, it tells us make no exceptions.
啊，这个第四点呢，这个神常常借着这个圣经来将他自己显明给世人。
And the fourth point, it tells us God reveals himself to us through the Bible.
哦，那今天我们要带给人神的信息，我们就必须好好的读圣经。
So for us to bring this message to other people, we have to study the message ourselves.
我们如果不是很认真的来读圣经，还有一个很大的缺点就是我们会误解或者把圣经解释错误。
And if we do not study the Bible very carefully, another thing that can happen is we can often make bad interpretations.
哦，甚至我们会很肤浅的来应用圣经。
Or make very shallow applications.
啊，比如说这个有些年轻人啊，在跟爸爸妈妈讨论一些事情的时候，就很喜欢用传道书。
And a lot of children, when they are arguing with their parents, they like to quote proverbs.
这传道书说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
I'm sorry, Ecclesiastes, where they say everything is vanity.
啊，读书是虚空。
Studying is vanity.
你叫我做这个做那个是虚空。
The chores you tell me to do, those are also vanity.
啊，这个就是没有仔细的读圣经，就很肤浅的来应用。
And this is a misinterpretation of what the Bible is trying to tell us.
哦，其实传道书是叫我们从这个虚空里头来追求丰富充实。
But rather, Ecclesiastes is telling us that in this vain world, we have to seek what is important and what is meaningful.
哦，它不是消极的，它是很积极的。
It is not something that is negative, but rather positive.
哦，再来，啊，这个 B 说我们要定下来那个例行的读圣经的时间。
B tells us that we have to set a regular reading time.
哦，第三个，定下读圣经的地点。
And C is we have to set a regular place.
哦，那这个，这来表示我们真的是很认对读圣经这件事情，我们真的很看重。
And this is a sign that we put this Bible reading as a priority.
哦，我们要能够很专心的来读圣经。
And we have to also study the Bible with concentration.
哦，所以我们一定要去 一天当中最好的时间。
That's why we have to choose the best time of our day to study the Bible.
啊，我们常常会把自己为自己定下读圣经的这个计划来。
And oftentimes we, when we come up with a Bible study plan.
啊，那有时候我们的读圣经就是只是为了在我定下来的目标，我打上一个记号。
And the purpose of us reading the Bible is so that we can check off the chapters as we finish them.
啊，所以你在什么时候读圣经，然后你完成了，你打上记号呢？
So at what time do we actually read the Bible and mark off that we have read the chapter?
有时候我们只是匆匆忙忙的。
Sometimes we read the chapter very haphazardly.
有时候我们只是用一个生活当中一个多余出来的一个时间，我们这样很肤浅的读圣经。
Sometimes we just find any period of time of the day where we have free time, and we just shallowly read the chapter.
我们只是要让自己知道说，我把这个进度读到了，我打了一个记号。
Just so that we can mark a check next to our Bible studying plan.
那其实这样的读圣经是没有效力的。
And for us to study the Bible in this manner is not very effective.
你在匆匆忙忙的读圣经里头，你根本没有去做思想。
And just because we read the Bible very carefully, we do not think much of it.
所以我们一定要把时间地点给它定出来。
That's why we need to set a regular reading time and a regular reading place.
如果我们真的要好好的来阅读圣经，好，要做一个好的基督徒。
And we have to make a determination to study the Bible and be a good Christian.
因为这本圣经不像是读圣经，不是在读小说。
Because to read the Bible is not like reading a novel.
这个读圣经也不像你在背一些这个单字。
Reading the Bible is not like memorizing vocabulary words.
这是我们是在这个学习神的话。
But we are learning the words of God.
这也是我们跟神的一种交通。
And this is also a way we connect with God.
跟一个重要的人在交通的时候，你总是要找一个好的环境。
Or the way we communicate with God, and when we are communicating with someone, we often find a good place for us to talk.
我们要跟神交通也是一样，有个好的时间、好的地点。
In the same way, when we communicate and talk to God, we need to find a good place and a good time.
因为这个是跟生命有关系。
Because this has to do with our life.
再来，这个第一讲到。我们读圣经一定也要有一支笔跟纸张。
And D, it tells us that when we read the Bible, we need a pencil and paper in hand.
让我们动眼睛，脑筋也动起来。
So it helps us make our brain and our eyes active.
一定要记录下一些我们的感想或者特别的地方。
And we can record our reflections and anything that we find interesting.
我们先休息一下，我们一起默祷。
And we'll now rest. Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息15分钟。
Let us rest for 15 minutes.